offense a little bit?
Well, it's San Diego's had a rough time getting off to a rough start. They played some awfully good football teams, and you see the ability. It's there. I mean, they're a good explosive offense, and it's always scary when you're playing such a team that has such ability. And we just have to improve on the running game. Our pass defense has been good. It's been consistent. Our rush has been, when we can get them in the third down situations, has been more than adequate, and it will continue to improve. And we just have to improve as far as up front, front seven, everybody. Everybody's involved when they get big runs. And it's been a growing process. There are subtle improvements, but it's hard to see when you see the end results on Sunday. But we just have to keep working on it. We realize we have a lot of new people. Got a lot of rookies, got a lot of first-year guys. DJ moving into Mike. Nate at Sam. It's all a learning process, and it's taken a lot of patience on our players, but they've worked hard on the practice field, and we're going to continue to work hard on the practice field and try to help them any way we can as coaches and get it fixed.
Jim, what's been the biggest thing? Is it guys missing assignments, or is it that they're in position and just aren't making
it? Well, it's a combination. It's a combination as far as just getting the right fits, playing with power, the point of attack, holding gaps, and then our overlap and everything that's involved, all depending if we're in a 7 or 8 man front.
Have they changed much offensively with the new coordinator, with Cam Garmire?
They've changed a little bit, but a lot of the basics and staples that they had last year are still intact. Clarence Selman is the offensive coordinator. Originally, when Norb was there, he put in the offense originally. And there's been some subtle adjustments and changes that they've made, but a lot of it is the same.
What do you see from, I know LaDainian's struggling a little bit, not his normal year so far. What's been the difference between him this year and last year?
Well, it's just getting daylight for him to run. When he, in the first half against Kansas City, he looked like he's always looked. And if you give him any creases, he'll take advantage of it. He's the same guy. It's just they haven't all been on sync totally in all their runs. And when they are, they're very dangerous.
Are you? I mean, you've talked in the off season all about, you know, you're not somebody who does things fancy. You just basically, you know what you're going to do. It's fundamentals, technique, that kind of thing. Are you surprised now? We're in October, and I mean, are those still the issues, or do you see? And are you surprised at that right now?
Well, we just haven't progressed to the point that we were hoping to, and we just have to, like I mentioned earlier, we just got to continue to grind, continue to work hard on the practice field, and improve. And we have to make some adjustments as far as the helper people.
What was the genesis of moving Jarvis inside like that to start? And do you think that worked well?
Well, originally we get off the field on their first series. Then we had a little trouble just getting the fits right. If we would have gotten the fits, because we knew they were going to run the football, we just didn't want to give up the big runs. And with the passing game, we felt like that we could really take advantage of their guards with Jarvis and with Tim. And just before half, it worked again. We made some adjustments at halftime, and then we decided, hey, go back to our basic fronts. Mm-hmm. But going in, we felt really comfortable with it, and it worked, you know, for two series during the first half. And when we saw it in the third quarter after some adjustments, we just couldn't fit the run right the way we wanted to. And so we got out of it.
Using Jarvis standing up like that, is that something you may go back to in the future?
Well, you know, all depend on game plans. He's got some special ability as far as doing things like that, and we just got to take advantage when we see the right game plan, to take advantage of getting more speed on the field and being able to do it.
Jim, you worked with Kenny in Green Bay. What can he provide you now? Can he step in?
Well, Kenny gave us versatility. He can play end-to-end tackle. And he did a good job in Green Bay. We're anxious to see what kind of shape he's in and if he fits and, you know, what we can do with him. But he is a very versatile, bigger guy that can play a lot of roles, which is awfully important.
Any examples of teams you were on that started slow and finished off pretty good?
Well, this is the first time that we've been with a team that is so new as far as so many young players. When we went to Miami, we had some good players when we got there, and even when we got players injured, at least they'd been through the system, and there wasn't any big major drop-off. Green Bay, they were young too, but they'd been at least in a program for a year or two. Weren't a lot of old players, but it was, and I think it's also attributed to the teams we played. We got off to a fast start in Green Bay.